Welcome to this week's session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people, where we spend 5 minutes each week exploring a single topic that will help you achieve more success in your career. I am Joanne Ekton, your host, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. I saw this headline the other day that said, "What happened yesterday isn't as important as what starts now." You know, so many people I talk with are caught up in the negativity, in all the things they don't like or didn't do so well at, and they beat themselves up over past mistakes. You know, that's what the motivational gurus call stinking thinking. It's all totally backwards thinking, and it isn't going to do you or anyone else any good. I prefer to think that everything we've done in our lives, all the successes and lessons learned, are all preparations for whatever it is that we're going to do next. Our past experiences may shape us, but it's our thinking and our intentions that guide us forward. If you've been listening to the last few episodes of this show, by now you've gotten a pretty good idea of how others see you, what you think you're good at, what you like to do, what you don't like to do. Now, all that self-awareness is great, but the real question is, what are you going to do with all that knowledge that you have? Imagine with me for a moment that you spent your whole life working, earning a living, and now you're retired. You're walking through the park with your grandson, and he asks you what you used to do. Based on what you've done so far, how would you answer that question? How do you feel about that answer? Do you wish it was different? Well, you have the power to start living differently right now so that you can change your answer for tomorrow. I'll never forget the impact on me of when I went to a funeral service for a friend of my husband's dad. Now, I'd never met this man, and I didn't know much about him. I honestly didn't know what to expect when we went into the funeral home, but man, I was blown away. This place was packed. There were people of all ages, and not one seat left in the house. This man and his wife had provided a home for something like 19 foster children over the years, and the people in the room were all from families that were impacted by these two people. So what impact are you having? Or better yet, what impact would you like to have? What do you want to be known for? Maybe being a foster parent isn't your thing, but there are people everywhere that are looking for solutions to their problems. Maybe your thing is coaching or teaching, or maybe it's helping companies get through a merger. Maybe you're motivated to help people save for retirement. Or maybe, like me, you're passionate about helping tech companies build better workplaces. One of the things I do is run a mentoring program for women in tech because that's part of the impact I want to have on this world. So go back through your notes from our past shows. Start to define who you are, what you want to be known for, what your gifts are, and how you can best use them to make your mark. What can you start doing right now to get you going down that path? It really doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or an employee. If you take the time to define your brand, what you want to be known for, you'll get much more focused and you'll find it so much easier to sort through all the busyness to what is important to you. Once you know what you'll say yes to, it's so much easier to say no to everything else that takes you off that path, and you'll be much more effective. Wouldn't it be great if you could spend the majority of your day working on the things that matter the most to you, rather than being so overwhelmed by all the tasks that cross your desk each day? It all starts with getting clear on what matters the most to you, defining your brand and what you stand for. Oh, and the best part is you really don't have to get this 100% right on the first try. Just start doing something and then adjust. Just like you can't steer your car when it's parked in the driveway, you can't build your brand until you start doing something. So go figure out what one thing that you can start doing this week and start doing it.